Hey, it's Anne Marie, and welcome to another 30 Days to Distinction tip, which is part of the 30 Days to Distinction Challenge, where every day for 30 days, I am sharing another tip to help you become distinguishable, uncopyable, and irresistible to your ideal client. So you are the choice versus just a choice when they're ready to make a decision. And today is tip number 20, and it's part of 7 tips that are part of this challenge, where we're going to look at different ways of coming up with unique and uncopyable content, which is going to stand out from the same old content that everyone else in your industry is sharing. Now, as I've mentioned, it is so important as a change maker who wants to become known as that trusted authority to build your influence. And as I mentioned yesterday in tip number 19, as someone who is looking to build your thought leadership, be mindful of the tactics you follow as you continue to build your reputation as a trusted authority, because it matters. So don't follow the hack this and hack that approach, but rather focus on the insights, the hindsight, the foresight that only you can bring through the years of experience and knowledge that you have gained. That's what you need to showcase in your thought leadership collateral. Now, another way to do that is to challenge the status quo. And I'm sure you might have heard people brandish that term around the place, to challenge that status quo. What do I mean by that? Well, status quo really just means the current state of affairs. How many businesses or how many industries, they're happy to do what they've been doing for many, many years. And I'm sure you've heard that old saying before of, if it ain't broke, why fix it? We've been doing it like that for years. Why change? However, while something may not necessarily be broken, it could certainly do with a tweak or an improvement. Perhaps you've come up with a new approach that is challenging the status quo of your industry. Share it with clients. Tell them why this is a new or a changed approach and why is this so important. For instance, an example of challenging the status quo was when I was in the career industry, and quite a number of my colleagues in the industry here in Australia were saying how important it was to have face-to-face meetings with clients. You couldn't have coaching sessions over the phone or over email. And I'm showing my age a little bit here. Skype was not even invented back then. However, I could not see why this wasn't possible. I had colleagues overseas who were doing that. So I hired a coach in the USA, and the rest is history, as they say. And I began to work with clients not only across Australia via phone and email, however, also across the USA and other countries as well. And I started using audio recordings as part of my work back in 2005. And eventually began my first co-hosted podcast in 2008, when people for years would say, what's a podcast? Why bother? No one really listens to podcasts. I wonder what they would say now. So now it is your turn. What status quo have you challenged when it comes to your industry? Or what status quo can you challenge when it comes to your industry? And that's today's take action step. Go ahead and download your take action guide if you haven't already, industrythoughtleaderacademy.com/distinction. If you have it already, go and grab it and start to journal what you can start doing and talking about that will have you challenge the status quo. I can't wait to hear what you come up with. Come back tomorrow because I'll be sharing another tip as part of the 30 Days to Distinction Challenge. I'll see you tomorrow.